Hello, amazing folks. Welcome to another interesting episode of the podcast show, Trivia Talks. I'm your host, Tarun Mundra. And in this episode, we are going to talk about a very different genre, which is traveling. If you are a travel lover, if you are a person who loves to explore, then you are going to enjoy this entire conversation of this podcast because we are going to talk about life on an island. Yes. So how is life over there on an island? How one can settle over there? And even if you are a tourist and who is planning to, you know, explore some islands, then you are going to learn a lots and lots of new things from this podcast. To discuss about this important topic, we have with us a very amazing personality who is none other than Miss Tania Ghosh. Tania is a digital content creator. She is a lifestyle coach, a wellness coach, and also an islander. She was born and brought up in Andaman Island. She currently lives in Kolkata, but she visits over there in Andaman very often. In this entire conversation, Tania is going to highlight on each and every important aspect of the Andaman Island, from how is cost of living over there to how different communities enjoy the different kind of festival over there. She is going to touch each and every aspect of it. The entire conversation is going to be very interesting and amazing. So without any further ado, let's dive into this amazing podcast with Tania Ghosh. Let's go. Well, hi Tania, welcome to Trivia Talks. It's an honor.
It's an honor
having you on the show. And we are going to talk about a very interesting topic today. Till now, my entire conversation and the topics of the podcast were, you know, completely different. They were about academic, non-academic, health or wellness. But in today's topic, we are going to talk about traveling and traveling to an island and life on an island. So we have with us Tania. Tania is an islander and she is definitely
she is definitely going to
tell about her journey on an island. And so Tania, it would be great if you can give a bit of context about you, like what is your background and what you exactly do right now.
So I am mainly from Andaman and Nicobar Islands. I belong from the capital city of Andaman, that is Port Blair. And I currently am a digital content creator on YouTube and Instagram. So basically, I did chemical engineering, but I did not choose that path. Rather, content creation always had a beautiful impact on me. So that's why I moved ahead with content creation.
Wow, that's amazing. So you choose the unconventional journey and unconventional route, and that's very amazing. But before talking about your professional journey, we are definitely talk about your journey as an islander. So how it started and what was the story behind it and how is everything over there?
Okay. So talking about islanders' life, living on an island is quite laid back and sorted. So people have a regular routine here. There is a constant inflow of tourists who make a large chunk of income of the islanders. So here there is majorly traditional professions, like my dad is a doctor and my mother is a teacher. So living on an island, a tourist spot, it has its own perks. You're always close to nature, and taking a stroll in the evening is a treat to the eyes. And you also get to click amazing pictures without worrying about the backdrop. That is the best thing. But talking about my journey, how it started, I had no idea about YouTube and blogging is a thing. So I did my graduation from Chennai Satyabhama University, and I did complete BTech in chemical engineering. And while completing my engineering, I was fascinated towards modeling. So I did modeling. I started doing modeling from second year of my college, and I used to do college and also modeling at the same time. But then there are a lot of ups ups and downs, advantage and disadvantages of a modeling industry. And somehow I was taken aback from modeling industry. And then I started, I was always interested in makeup and traveling. And me and my family used to go, tour every 2 years of schooling. Like whenever we had summer vacation, every 2 years we used to visit different states. And that's how I was always fascinated towards meeting different people and knowing their culture. And then in the college, I started watching YouTube and travel vlogs and videos. Larissa Deesa, she is my inspiration. And I started watching her videos and I thought, wow, life can be in that way as well. Because living in Andaman, you don't have many opportunities open and you don't know major part of life because it's a little laid back and there are only traditional professions like doctors, teachers, engineers. You don't know the other part of life. So after coming to Chennai, I discovered that there is a thing called travel blogging and YouTube and all that. So that is how I started getting interest in travel blogging. Okay, I should pursue something else as well. Matlab, I was obviously interested in blogging, but I didn't know कि इसे भी करियर बना सकते हैं तो मतलब मुझे इंटरेस्ट था बट आई वाज नॉट श्योर कि इससे आई कुड लिव माय लाइफ सो ऑब्वियसली आई हैड टू हैव सम सपोर्ट सम फाइनेंशियल सपोर्ट सो दैट्स व्हाई आई वेंट टू डू यूपीएससी आई थॉट कि आई विल ट्राई माय हैंड्स ऑन यूपीएससी एंड दैट्स व्हाई आई शिफ्टेड टू दिल्ली आफ्टर गोइंग टू दिल्ली इट वाज अ फुल ऑफ अ बैड ईयर फॉर मी इट वाज अ लॉट ऑफ स्ट्रगल मेंटली एंड फिजिकली बिकॉज देयर इज अ लॉट टू स्टडी इन यूपीएससी यू नो बहुत बढ़ता है एंड सुबह के न्यूज़पेपर एंड ऑल दैट सो बहुत मुश्किल था मेरे लिए वो 2018 का ईयर आई मीन 2017-18 यस इमीडिएटली आई फिनिश्ड माय कॉलेज एंड टू दिल्ली एंड देयर मुझे पता चला कि फाइनेंशियली सपोर्ट लेना तो ज़रूरी है ही बट फाइनेंस के साथ साथ देयर इज अ लॉट यू हैव टू डू अबाउट योर मेंटल हेल्थ एंड देन आई रियलाइज कि मुझे मेंटली पीसफुल होना बहुत ज़रूरी है एंड दैट्स वेन आई डिसाइडेड कि नो दिस लाइन इज नॉट फॉर मी आई हैव टू डू समथिंग विच मेक्स मी हैप्पी एंड दैट्स वेन आई डिसाइडेड कि आई नीड टू ट्राई माई हैंड्स ऑन यूट्यूब and blogging and writing content and creating videos and slowly jab mujhe pata chala ki nahi I'm good in this I can do this for my living that's how I started doing YouTube and Instagram it took me around 1.5 years to get established and to get a little recognized in this industry of course there's a lot more way to go because I've just started with my journey but jo bhi mujhe abhi tak mila hai I won't say ki financially I am matlab bahut zyada earning hota hai abhi but I can manage mera khud ka chal jata hai I don't take from my parents so yeah abhi thoda bahut chal jata hai so I really want to grow more in this industry financially bhi plus I want to explore this world I want to see different cultures kaise hote hai and this is how my journey started and it has a lot more to explore
Wow, and that's a very incredible journey. And one message which I can, summarize from your journey is you tried and then experienced that this thing is working for me and this is not. And wo bahut important hai because people think that ultimately ye kar lete hain uske baad agar success nahi milti hai to hum mante hain ki yaar main to fail hi ho gaya life mein. I'm not capable to do anything. And
so
you
that
tried.
That was my phase during Delhi times when I was in Delhi. That was the phase I was discovering myself ki mujhe kya karna hai life mein because I knew ki studies mein mera ho sakta hai but main khush nahi rahungi. I wouldn't get the mental peace what I'm searching for. And in this, I think in our generation, mental health has been a big thing. Matlab log baat karte hai, lekin they don't do much about it so I feel ki aap agar usko realize karte ho to aap apne aap se shuru karo use correct karna that is a major part
very true and I just wanted I'm a bit curious to ask this to you
Yes.
Is it because you are in an environment which is very peaceful? Because if I talk about the, you know, the life in island, which is totally smooth from these crowded cities and all. Because agar aap island mein ho, wahan pe aapko ek peaceness milti hai, saath mein hi, you have time about yourself, you know. You can yes. think about your personality a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah. So what are the things different? Because you explored Chennai, you went to Delhi, and you also lived in the island. So what is different in all these cities, which is not there in island?
So I would say ki bahut sari opportunities bhi hai, lekin uske saath saath, you know, disadvantage bhi hai. It always depends on one's perspective. I feel when I had to go to college, I would have loved to stay in the island, but as there are not many colleges, me and most of my batchmates had to go to mainland India. This problem exists. Many students have to stay away from home to pursue higher education. This teaches one many things, you know, as there's a lot of independence and freedom, but not everyone likes to stay away from home. So after completing higher education, I would say there are not many opportunities here in terms of jobs. Many of my friends are still employed outside. There are many businesses flourishing here, but they are mostly traditional or they have their own capacities. So coming to opportunities, the tourist industry here is quite robust. There is a plethora of activities happening. One can find many opportunities in that. It's also quite competitive, you know. Many youngsters have their own travel agencies and hospitality services, and they also have this deep sea activities. Ye sab bahut zyada hai island mein. So yeah, as I've mentioned, many go out for studying, so private colleges can try their hand. So these are the things which I would say ki island mein hai. And talking about the peacefulness, yeah, there is a lot of peace kyunki yahan pe itna busy life nahi hai. It's very laid back. You have time for yourself. You can sit and think what you want to do. But at the same time, for a regular islander, it gets quite boring. You know, आपके पास अगर regular day to day routine है तब भी आपको थोड़ा boring लगेगा क्योंकि you don't have much places to explore. You already know कि यहाँ पे ये है and यहाँ पे जा सकते हैं and you know you get used to it. So yeah, that's the only I feel कि it's a drawback कि there is nothing much to explore if you are living there for around 10-20 years. But if you're new to the island, yes, you'll feel really peaceful and you'll feel कि I can you know मुझे अपने लिए वक्त मिल रहा है. I can think what I want to do. So yeah, it happened with me as well. College के बाद जब मैं घर गई थी and Delhi में रहते रहते भी I used to visit home. एक दो बार मैं गई थी एक साल के अंदर तो that was the time कि मुझे लगा कि नहीं I should think and process my mind कि मुझे क्या करना है क्या नहीं. Yeah, दिल्ली वगैरह चेन्नई में life is busy. You don't get too much time for yourself because you know traffic में ही आधा दिन चले जाता है and Portland में it is nothing like that. So yeah, you get time to think about yourself. So depends on yourself कि आप क्या करना चाहते हो फ्री टाइम में अपने बारे में सोचना चाहते हो या फिर यू वांट टू एक्सप्लोर द आइलैंड. सो टोटली डिपेंड्स ऑन यू. अ लॉट ऑफ यंगस्टर्स दे स्टिल डोंट रियलाइज एंड दे यू नो दे वेस्ट देयर टाइम जस्ट गोइंग अराउंड इन द इवनिंग विद देयर फ्रेंड्स एंड कमिंग बैक होम. सो इट टोटली डिपेंड्स ऑन यू कि आपको वो वक्त कैसे यूज करना है बिकॉज़ यू आर नॉट स्पेंडिंग टू मच टाइम इन द ट्रैफिक.
एंड आई वुड लाइक टू हाईलाइट ऑन like very important thing when yeah. you are traveling outside, you have to maintain your cost and everything, right?
Yeah.
So when you compare life on an island comparing to this metropolitan cities, mm-hmm. how this cost of living is varying over there? Because island mein sab cheez ya to like by air or by you can say water transport uske through aati hai. So mm-hmm. how is cost of living different according to you in the metropolitan cities and on an island?
I wouldn't say it is affordable. It's little bit costly. एंड हम मजाक में बोलते भी है कि आइलैंड में यू नो कोई भी गरीब नहीं है, एवरीबॉडी इज रिच इनफ, बट दैट इज ओनली अ जोक. सो जोक्स अपार्ट, या लिविंग कॉस्ट इज लिटिल बिट हायर देन अदर मेट्रोपॉलिटन सिटी बिकॉज मोस्ट ऑफ द थिंग्स डे टू डे जो भी यूज होता है वो बाहर से ही आता है, या तो एयर कार्गो में या फिर शिप कार्गो में. Vegetables, some of the vegetables are grown in the islands like Neel Island, Havelock, ye sab mein, now it's known as Shaheed Dweep Island. So, ye sab island mein abhi grow hota hai. But again, even if they are homegrown, they still charge you double, you know. Rate directly double ho jata hai vegetable ka sometimes. And yeah, living cost is slightly higher. Also the transportation cost, agar aapko island se koi other state mein jana hai, to you only have two ways to go, that is air or by ship. So air, airplane ka bhi cost, kabhi season hua, you know, jab summer ka time hai, log zyada visit karte hai, tab to the air tickets are really high. And you'll have to book it earlier, at least 2-3 months earlier, you'll have to book it. Otherwise, if you travel by ship, it will cost you around 4 to 5 days. You'll have to ship. And if the weather is good, you are blessed. Otherwise, you'll have this vomiting sensation and all if the sea is rough enough. So these are the two ways. And so ships are generally cheaper compared to airplanes. So jo bhi saman agar ship se aata hai to uska dam automatically thoda kam ho jata hai instead of aeroplane. And talking about traveling within the island to island agar aap travel karte ho to there are ships which are really cheap. आइलैंडर्स के लिए तो बहुत चीप है. लाइक अगर आपको पोर्ट ब्लेयर से नील आइलैंड या हैवलॉक जाना है तो 50 रुपए में आप जा सकते हो. इफ यू आर अ नॉन आइलैंडर देन इट वुड कॉस्ट यू अराउंड 500 इन द लोकल बोट्स आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट. बट देर आर नाउ क्रूजेज अवेलेबल विच विल कॉस्ट यू अराउंड 1,000-2,000, डिपेंड्स ऑन वॉट क्रूज यू आर टेकिंग. And aur bhi kafi sare islands hai, like the, in the part of North Andaman, you can go by buses, ships and helicopters, and also you can go by your own car or you can book a tourist car. So these are the facilities available in terms of transportation. Toh aise hi cost bhi depend karta hai. But yeah, compared to metropolitan city, cost of living is much higher in Andaman than other cities, I would say that.
Okay, so you mentioned about this word, which is islander, and you also mentioned that there is some privilege over there when yeah. you're, you know, moving from one island to another island. So yeah. how this tag of islander or card of islander is achieved by that particular individual? Is it there any kind of, you know, terms and condition that you have to be in the island for this long to get
yeah,
this?
Yeah, so there's there are some categories like settler category and localite of Andaman, and if you're born and brought up there, or I think if you are settled there mainly, so you'll be an islander, you'll have to be settled there. I'm not very sure about the property buying thing, that if you buy a property, you'll become an islander. I don't think that is a category. But definitely, you'll have to be settled minimum for 10 to 20 years to being an islander. Then you'll get an islander card, and that will be a really helpful thing for you to travel within the island, and you'll get a lot of perks of being an islander.
That's interesting, and that's very helpful for those who would like to, you know, spend their rest of the life in an island.
So, yeah.
And interestingly, you also survived COVID in an island, right? So you were there during the COVID time.
Yeah.
So it would be great to understand from you, because everything was stuck, and since you have already said that, you know, everything comes by air or by water. Yeah. So during COVID, what was the situation over there and how things were going over there during that time?
As soon as the lockdown was announced, the day it was announced, before that itself, I went to my parents' home, that's in Andaman. So before that, I was in Bangalore. 2019 and 20 starting till January, February, I was in Bangalore. So from there, I went back to Andaman. As soon as I went there, there was a lockdown thing. So we had to spend our first 3 months a hotel, and as usual, like in other cities, it happened in Andaman as well. So we faced quite a lot of challenges there because those like other cities, but major problem was about the petrol, diesel, and all these things we were not getting frequently, and that was the major problem. And I don't think any other problems we faced, like jaise baki logon ne face kiya hai wahi tha, we did not face any exclusive problems. It was all similar. Talking about myself, I cannot talk on behalf of everybody what people have faced, but talking about myself, I did not face much of problem because all 3 months I was at home. But yeah, hame agar kahin travel karna tha, that was a major issue because you had to do COVID test before going and before entering to Andaman. So that was really problematic. Baki sare states mein bhi wo ho raha tha, but in Calcutta it was not happening. So kuch cities mein wo ho raha tha and kuch mein nahi ho raha tha. So Andaman mein this was happening, but I would say this was a really good step taken by the Andaman government, the authorities there. By the Andaman administration, because काफी लोग complain कर रहे थे कि आपको आते वक्त भी क्यों COVID test लेना है. I think that was really necessary because after a certain period of time, there was zero cases of COVID patients in Andaman, whereas in the other states of India, that it was still, you know, multiplying. So in Andaman, the cases were zero. The administration over there handled it quite better, I would say that. But in case of challenges and all that thing, I don't think there was anything extra we were facing. But yeah, takleef to sabko hua hai. But aisa kuch major takleef nahi hua hai.
Yeah, the only issue was, like you can say, is ki wahan pe foreigners ka aana bahut tha. Matlab, if you talk about in terms of tourism. So yeah, the only problem would have been, you know, COVID के वजह से, मतलब बाहर से जो आए हैं उनके वजह से COVID नहीं फैले. So the testing is still going on, I think, you know, they are still checking at the airport. And
you're not allowed in the islands without a ICMR test report negative, and it has to be done with the medical who is undertaken by ICMR. So if you're not doing the test and the if you're not taking the test report, you will be sent back from the airport itself. So it is really important that you show your negative test report before entering to Andaman. So this is a very good step taken by the administration from Andaman.
Correct. So for everyone who is listening to this and who are planning to travel to Andaman in the near future, you should take that particular test report with you, or else you have to re-plan everything. So yeah, that's a very interesting thing. So talking about the nightlife, because, you know, when we talk about beaches and everything, it's very important to understand that how is nightlife over there? If I talk about Goa, Maldives or something like that. So how is nightlife over there in Andaman?
I wouldn't say it's a very, you know, it's like or something. नाइट लाइफ इज मतलब जब तक मैं वहाँ पे थी स्कूलिंग एंड ऑल दैट थिंग वहाँ पे तो नाइट लाइफ था ही नहीं. 10 बजे के बाद एवरी थिंग यूज टू बी शट. बट नाउ स्लोली पीपल ओवर देयर जो भी यंगस्टर्स है दे आर स्टार्टिंग विद पब एंड कैंप फायर, यू नो, ये सब स्टार्ट करके नाउ स्लोली देर आर सम यू कैन सी नाइट लाइफ देयर. कुछ रेस्टोरेंट्स है, आई वोंट से देर आर लाइक मतलब ऐसे डिस्को वगैरह है वहाँ पे, बट या पब्स है एंड कैफेज है, बट आई डोंट थिंक दे आर ओपन होल नाइट. देर आर टाइमिंग्स लाइक 11 बजे तक या 12 बजे तक. एंड यू कैन गो टू आइलैंड्स लाइक नील एंड हैवलॉक, वहाँ पे बीच पार्टीज वगैरह भी होती है. पहले नहीं हुआ करती थी ये सब, पहले तो इट वॉज अ शट बाई 10 o'clock, बट नाउ एज लाइक वहाँ पे यंगस्टर्स ज्यादा हो रहे हैं एंड मोस्ट ऑफ द एडल्ट्स आर गोइंग इन टू दीज काइंड ऑफ जॉब्स लाइक टूरिज्म एंड इवेंट मैनेजमेंट, ये सब में ज्यादा जा रहे हैं. तो नाउ दे आर ऑर्गेनाइजिंग पार्टीज एंड दे आर ऑर्गेनाइजिंग ऑल दिस काइंड ऑफ बीच पार्टीज एंड नाइट लाइफ इन देयर. सो वहाँ पे थोड़ा अभी जस्ट स्टार्ट हो रहा है, एकदम बहुत ज्यादा नहीं, एडवांस्ड नहीं है, थोड़ा स्टार्ट हो रहा है, बट डेफिनेटली यू कैन चेक आउट विद अंडमान इवेंट्स एंड ऑल दैट. या अंडमान के काफी सारे पेजेस है, यू कैन चेक आउट देयर एंड यू विल गेट इन्फॉर्मेशन अबाउट द नाइट लाइफ देयर. बट आई वुड से कि अंडमान का लाइफ इज मोर अबाउट राइजिंग अर्ली एंड स्लीपिंग अर्ली.
वाओ, and that's a very smooth life, you know, like earlier also we used to focus on that, so that's very interesting to understand. And also it actually give you a time management thing, because when you are working, like when everyone around you is working in the same space, a same pace, you get a kind of, you know, a very good vibe in terms of time management, which is like not that much possible in the metropolitan cities, because everyone is flexible with their own time. So koi agar 11 baje uth raha hai to they have like they work till 12 a.m. or something like that, right? So yeah, that's interesting. If I talk about the development of the island in the last few years, if I talk about specifically about the Andaman thing, so it developed a lot in the next last 10 years, right?
Yes,
because earlier when you used to earlier when you used to tell someone, you know, ki let's go to Andaman or something like that, they used to get scared a bit of kala pani or something like that. And that, what is the story behind it? Because you were there from such a long time, so why people are scared about it? And what is the current scenario, so that, you know, it also give a bit of context to our listeners that it is totally safe to go there. It's nothing like, you know, dangerous or something like that.
See, I'll tell you, Kala Pani is like, jo bhi prisoners hote the, like in the British time, jo bhi prisoners hote the, Kala Pani mein leke jaake unko hang karte the. They used to kill them. So that is why people, you know, they had a bad knowledge about Kala Pani ki wahan pe kuch aisa hai. Some people used to think wahan pe bhoot hai and all, there's ghosts and all that stories and all. But it is nothing like that. Jab Britishers the, they used to take prisoners in the Kala Pani and they used to hang them. That is the only thing, matlab log darte hai wahan se. Otherwise, I don't think aisa kuch bhi wahan pe daravna hai. I think Andaman is really developing now in terms of technology and education and also communication. 10 साल पहले तक का वहाँ का transport communication बोलो या phone communication, it was really bad. Internet तो था ही नहीं, बहुत slowly. I remember when I was in 8th or 9th, that time वहाँ पे धीरे धीरे, you know, internet का वो आना स्टार्ट हुआ. दैट वॉज रियली स्लो. वी यूज टू हैव दिस डेटा कार्ड जिससे हम इंटरनेट यूज करते थे. वी डिड नॉट हैव ब्रॉडबैंड एंड ऑल स्टफ एंड इट वॉज रियली कॉस्टली. अगर यू गो फॉर सैटेलाइट इंटरनेट फैसिलिटी देन इट्स रियली कॉस्टली. अराउंड इफ यू यूज फॉर 50 GB, इट्स अराउंड 2000 विथ टैक्स एंड एवरीथिंग. सो इट्स रियली कॉस्टली. बट इफ यू टेक नाउ, अभी धीरे धीरे ऑप्टिकल फाइबर आना स्टार्ट हुआ, आई मीन फाइबर ऑप्टिक आना स्टार्ट हुआ, तो ये सब आते साथ इट्स कमिंग लिटिल बिट चीपर, थोड़ा चीप हो रहा है इंटरनेट फैसिलिटी. एंड इन टर्म्स ऑफ ट्रांसपोर्टेशन ऑल्सो इट्स गेटिंग चीपर. पहले तो सिर्फ एयर इंडिया का फ्लाइट हुआ करता था, अभी देर इज एयर इंडिया, इंडिगो एंड जेट एयरवेज एंड लॉट ऑफ अदर फ्लाइट कंपनीज, दोज हू कम टू अंडमान. सो या ट्रांसपोर्टेशन के हिसाब से भी डेवलप हो रहा है एंड एजुकेशन वाइज ऑल्सो इट इज गेटिंग डेवलप्ड. वहाँ पे अभी मेडिकल कॉलेज स्टार्ट हुआ है, देर इज पॉलिटेक्निक कॉलेज एंड ये सब. अब देर इज अ लॉ कॉलेज स्टार्टिंग इन अंडमान. इट गॉट स्टक ड्यू टू कोविड, बट slowly education bhi it is getting developed. When we were in school, jab hum 11th 12th mein the, there was not much of opportunities in terms of colleges. We did not have choice other than going outside of the island. So yeah, dheere dheere abhi develop ho raha hai. And talking about other things like food culture, ye sab bhi abhi develop ho raha hai. There is a lot of entrepreneurs there who is having food trucks and different types of cafes, ye sab start ho raha hai. Pehle people didn't know much about, you know, momos and ye sab jo bhi Chinese food items hai, logo ko itna pata nahi tha. Wahan ka food culture bhi bahut restricted tha. It is getting developed. एंड आई मस्ट से कि वहाँ का फूड सी फूड स्पेशली हैज अ लॉट ऑफ वेराइटीज बट पीपल डिडंट नो दे हैड वेरी रेस्ट्रिक्टेड माइंडसेट रिगार्डिंग फूड बट नाउ इट इज गेटिंग डेवलप्ड एज अ लॉट ऑफ यंगस्टर्स आर इन्वेस्टिंग their mind into creativity. They are giving so much of energy into creating something good and valuable for the tourist. So abhi bahut zyada aise develop ho raha hai food ke terms se bhi. So also in addition to the culture wahan pe wo sab bhi kafi develop ho raha hai like wahan pe you know aise sports culture bhi bahut kam tha wahan pe bahut restricted tha people used to go for sports like badminton and cricket ye sab ke liye but not a lot of people used to get opportunities but abhi wo sab bhi kafi develop ho raha hai inter school intra school competitions organize ho rahe hain and people are getting recognized so I feel comparatively compared to past 10 years like 2010 to 2020 ko aap agar compare karoge to kafi zyada development hua hai
very rightly said and you were talking about the internet thing so I think this you know youngsters who were creating a lot of startups and all mm-hmm. I think internet ke baad it will be very you can say very easy for them to promote those things because yes. as of now Uber Ola Swiggy Zomato I think they are not available over there
due to
the poor connectivity and yeah. post that there are chances that you know these companies these big companies will also find the places in the island and that yes. will automatically develop a lot of things and that will also make life easier for the tourist
so
yeah. that's a very nice and a green signal for all those people who are planning or already planned to leave over there so
yeah.
this is a very good thing to understand from her talking about a bit of you know other stuff regarding the island which is it is called as a mini India right
yeah.
and you must have also you know experienced this because we find a lot of people over there from different communities
yes.
so what is the atmosphere over there because when you are in Kolkata you have a different atmosphere a totally different atmosphere which is a specific one right
yes.
If I talk about Durga Puja or the Saraswati Puja these are the yes. festivals which you enjoy you went to Chennai there is a total different festivals which is celebrated you go to Delhi Mumbai everything is different so when you are talking yes. when you are living in an island you find each and every community so how is the environment over there in terms of it
This is really a very good question because I personally love living in Andaman only because of this reason because people over there are so friendly they do not hesitate getting friends with different community people so if you go to a certain place like wahan pe kafi sare aise jagah hai jahan pe aap abhi like the if you go to different island you will get a vibe of different community and if you go to one more place like alag street pe aap apne ghar se just बाहर जाओगे तो आपको लगेगा कि आप पंजाब में आ गए हो आप अपने दो कदम बाहर जाओगे तो आपको लगेगा आप तमिलनाडु पे आ गए हो तो यू नो और वहाँ पे फेस्टिवल्स भी वैसे ही सेलिब्रेट होते हैं वी सेलिब्रेट ईद वी सेलिब्रेट क्रिसमस एंड देन वी सेलिब्रेट दुर्गा पूजा वी हैव फैमिली फ्रेंड्स हु कम ओवर एट आवर होम एंड कुक एंड वी ईट एंड सेलिब्रेट क्रिसमस एंड देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ गुड वाइब इन टर्म्स ऑफ culture addition so I really like that and school mein we used to have friends from different communities like we had Tamil friends and Muslim friends and we had Punjabi and all those you know we also had people from Karnataka काफी सारे लोग ऐसे भी होते थे लाइक अगर हमारे क्लास में नहीं तो ट्यूशन में we used to meet from people who are coming from you know UP Bihar jinke parents navy mein hain unke bacche bhi aate the and we used to get to meet to those people so everybody is very welcoming in terms of you know friendship and socializing And that is why I feel ki Andaman is called as mini India, because people are friendly and you'll get to know people from different cultures over there. And मुझे नहीं लगता कि वहाँ पे किसी को भी ऐसा फीलिंग आता है कि अरे ये तो बंगाली है, ये तो तमिल है, वी डोंट वांट टू गेट फ्रेंडशिप और इन टच विद देम. ऐसा वहाँ पे बिल्कुल भी वाइब नहीं आता है. इनफैक्ट इन कोलकाता आई फील कि यहाँ पे वो चीज़ ज़्यादा है कि यहाँ पे बंगाली है, तो इफ़ यू आर अ बंगाली आई विल गेट अलोंग विथ यू. चेन्नई में भी आई फेल्ट दिस कि इफ यू आर अ साउथ इंडियन आई विल गेट अलोंग विथ यू. I won't. There is also this vibe in Delhi ki if you're a North Indian, you're my friend. Otherwise, you're not of the same category. But Andaman mein, trust me, you won't ever feel this feeling. Maa pe aapko aisa different feel bilkul bhi nahi hoga. Chahe aap jis bhi community se ho, you will enjoy everything, every festival over there. And the best part is, maa pe beach mein bhi kaafi saari festivals celebrate hote hai. Jo bhi, you know, ye Teej ka hai ya jo bhi, I'm not very sure, jo bhi beach mein festivals hote hai, UP and Bihar side se, wo saari festivals you'll get to see in the beaches. People go there and pray. And it is really a very positive vibe you get. Jo bhi log bolte hai ki ek saath rehna hai, mil baat ke rehna hai, you can literally see in Andaman. You can feel and you can, you know, experience that in Andaman. So yeah, it's a good feeling.
So that's a real life Gokuldam society over there in the island.
Yeah.
And that's yes. So interesting to hear, like the moment you are sharing all this thing, no, it is kind of giving goosebumps. And it is like, yeah, you have to be there to experience different cultures and
sure.
Of different community, right? So if I talk about the language, like which are the you can say top 4 or 5 languages which are spoken over there, or is there any one particular language which is the largest spoken over there?
No, there is nothing like largest spoken language. Everybody know almost every language there, like Hindi to chalta hi hai. And I must say Andaman ka Hindi is a little bit different from the other states. That is, if jo bahar ke log hai wo Andaman ke Hindi sunenge to they would laugh. I would say it's a very, you know, usual and very rough language in Andaman. But
like what? Like if you can share about 2 to 3 words, it would be great.
I'm sure you're on, like the audience is gonna laugh at my Hindi. Like if you wanna say ki I'm going to some place, so I would say hum wahan jata hai. So you would say like okay. This. And if I would say ki mujhe ye khana hai, to in Andaman's language it will be like mere ko ye khana hai. So it's kind of like that, you know, very okay. Rough and very funny language, I feel. But I whenever I'm in Andaman, I would love to speak that language with my friends. And if I speak in the other, like jo other Hindi hai, jo mainland India ka Hindi hai, वैसे अगर मैं बात करती हूँ तो people would say ki nahi, you're not from Andaman, you shouldn't speak like this. If you're from Andaman, so you have to speak Andaman wala Hindi. So yeah, so Hindi is spoken majorly in Andaman, and English is also well spoken, and Bengali, Tamil, and Malayalam, these are the few languages which are majorly spoken in Andaman.
That's interesting, and that's also give you a vibe that, you know, different culture is talking about in different languages, but yeah, they are also preferring to Hindi, which is a common language, which
yeah,
in other states you will rarely find, because, you know, if you're going to Chennai, Tamil is the most spoken language, and people are preferring that only, either speak in Tamil or speak in English, right?
Yeah.
And which is also common for other states also, if I talk about West Bengal,
yeah.
Or you know,
yeah,
Gujarat and everywhere, these are the same thing. So, okay, talking about some other stuff and very important, which is the local tribe over there. And we should,
yeah.
You know, initially respect about them, and we should also know about them a bit. So if I talk about the local tribes over there in Andaman, so
yeah.
Do they have a separate space given to them, or they live with the community itself?
So yeah, they have a separate space. They do not mingle with the localites of Andaman. Like, they are also the local, they are the origins of Andaman. So we have 7 tribes there, but only a few like 2-3 people, like from Jarawa and Ongi. These few community people are allowed to mingle and do schooling with us. So I had a classmate who was a Ongi, and not others are not allowed. So Nicobaris are also allowed to take part in the schooling and applying job as we do. But I think Sentinels and Andamanese, and there is also Nicobaris and Champagnes, except Nicobaris. Sentinels and Andamanese, these people are not allowed to get mingled with the other people in Andaman. They are separated because, Andaman government want to preserve their culture and they want to keep them as it is, as the government says. And otherwise, the Nicobaris and Ongis, these tribes are allowed to mingle and talk with us and do schooling and participate in our culture and all that. These are the only tribes which are allowed to mingle. And we are allowed to talk with them, especially. They can do whatever they want, but we are restricted.
Right. And there are like certain other restrictions also, I think, for tourists, if we specifically talk about. So which are the island which are restricted and the tourist cannot go over there? If you can explain about it, it would be really helpful.
Yeah. So majorly, most of the islands are restricted. Mm-hmm. You cannot go to all the islands. So there are only few islands. I think there are around 572 islands in the those who are inhabited in the Andaman. There are islands in the Andaman, and among them only I think around 10 to 15 are allowed by the people to visit. Otherwise, everything is for the other cultures, and it is occupied by the Navy and all this kind of people. For the localites, it's only Havelock, Neel, and the North Andaman, all these islands, they are allowed to go there. And for tourists, it is more restricted compared to the localites of Andaman. For tourists, I think only 7 to 8 islands are open to visit. Not all the islands are open.
Okay, so even the islander card doesn't work over there in the other islands which are in the restriction zone?
No, even if you have islander card, you're not allowed to visit all the islands.
Okay, got it. So yeah. If I ask you regarding day-to-day activity, like if someone is over there and he is going to spend a lot of time over there, so what are the day-to-day activity according to you, like top 10 places which one can cover in 7 days or something like that? So how one can plan about it and what can be the cost of it? Like you can say approximate cost. So it would be great if you can share that also.
Okay, so you're talking about the day-to-day life or the activities for tourists?
As a tourist, day-to-day activity which a tourist can like do over there.
Okay. So about the tourists, I would say there is a city tour you can do, which would include around 4 to 5 beaches and museums and the cellular jail. The famous cellular jail would come under the city tour, and they would. You can also go and explore the Aberdeen Bazaar, the famous bazaar of Andaman, and this would take you one full day. You can also do some shoppings of like corals, and coral jewelries are very famous, and the handmade products from Andaman. So you can do all that for one day. I think 7 to 8 days would be enough if you want to, explore Andaman. But it again depends on you, ki if you want to go further and beyond of your exploring the island. It would take you around 1 month to explore the whole island or more. So it totally depends on your interest. But if you talk commercially, it would 7 to 8 days would be enough. And one day would take you for a city tour. And the other 2 days would take you for Havelock and Neel Island. And one more day would go for Ross and North Bay, where you can do different kinds of activities like snorkeling and sea walking and coral watching, and you can also watch do scuba diving and swimming. So there are a lot of activities, and these activities would cost you a little bit more because they are really costly there. And I would say ki if you do these activities in North Bay, it is really beautiful as compared to Havelock. And I would recommend you to visit Neel Island if you are a person who would love to be away from crowd, because most of the people visit Andaman because they want to feel the laid-back life and they do not want to enter the crowd. So I would suggest you, instead of Havelock, just visit Neel Island once, because it is not so crowded but yet it is beautiful. And for more information, you can definitely watch my YouTube videos and these things, because I have recently visited and I would say it is really beautiful and you can do every activity there. And the beaches are good compared to Havelock, because in Havelock there are now crocodiles in the sea, for which you'll not be allowed to swim in the water. But instead in Neel Island, you can swim in all the seas available in the island. There are like 3 beaches and you can swim in all the 3 beaches because there is no crocodile there. So this is the main reason I would suggest you ki you should visit Neel instead of Havelock if you want to experience the swimming thing, and if you want to do other kind of water sports activities. And also you can taste different kind of seafoods. It would be a little bit costly, not much, but I would say ki agar aap Andaman ja rahe ho to wahan ka seafood, lobsters, prawns, crabs, aur ye sari cheeze aap zarur taste kare, because these are really delicious there. And ye sari activities aap kar sakte ho. And shopping pe zyada dhyan mat dena, kyunki jo bhi items wahan pe, mainly clothes, ye sab to jo bhi aate hai, that is from the mainland. Wahan pe aisa koi factories to hai nahi, to aap शॉपिंग पे ज्यादा ध्यान ना देकर आप अगर ट्रैवलिंग पे, एक्सप्लोरिंग में, बर्ड वॉचिंग में, ये सब में आप ज्यादा इन्वेस्ट करेंगे अपना टाइम, तो इट वुड बी अ गुड मेमोरी यू विल बी टेकिंग विद योरसेल्फ. एंड या चिड़िया टापू बीच इज आल्सो रियली गुड टू डू बर्ड वॉचिंग एंड सनसेट एंड ये सब के लिए. तो the things I would tell to all of you ki aap ye sab kar sakte ho wahan pe in terms of tourist activities.
So guys, if you are planning anything, so you have got a very big list from Tanya, and yeah, you can definitely check out her YouTube channel, and I'm adding the link in the description so that yes, you can please get a very detailed idea, because I've also watched her video and understand like how things are over there. She is covering each and everything from traveling plan to reaching to the resorts and everything. So yes, you can check out her video. Apart from that, I wanted to ask you regarding the shopping part, like are e-commerce facilities available over there, if I talk about Amazon, Flipkart or something like that?
Yeah, so you'll get Amazon and Flipkart, and also few of the companies you see in Facebook and Instagram these days. Check with them before doing before ordering. And I would suggest you to do cash on delivery rather than doing the payment before, because sometimes what happens is kuch agar strike ho gaya, air strike ya koi bhi aise, agar mainland India mein bhi agar kuch aise problem ho jata hai, to it takes quite a few days or sometimes it gets lost. So I would suggest ki aap COD karo instead of paying it earlier. And yes, Amazon is really good there, but it will take around 15 to 20 days to reach you.
Right. Yeah, and that's a very good advice, that you should prefer COD in terms of even the money can get stuck if you are taking help of Instagram or Facebook, because everyone is not that safe. So talking about a very different thing, which is weather condition over there, because I think weather is not that smooth like the mainland India. So how's the summer, how's the winter, and how is the monsoon over there?
So there is no winter over there. There's only summer and monsoon. Jab hum jab chote the, like I used to listen from my parents कि वहाँ पे मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम इट यूज टू बी रेनी रेनी सीजन. जब हम भी स्कूल में थे ऐसा काफी बार हुआ है कि हम स्कूल के गेट तक गए एंड बहुत हैवी बारिश हो रहा है एंड वी यूज टू बी सेंट बैक बाय द पियोन भैयास कि आप घर चले जाओ आज स्कूल छुट्टी हैवी रेन की वजह से. बट स्लोली एज द क्लाइमेट इज चेंजिंग इन रेस्ट ऑफ द पार्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इट्स इम्पैक्टिंग इन द आइलैंड्स एज वेल. इट्स बीन अ लॉन्ग टाइम कि ऐसा हैवी बारिश हुआ है. Now it's more of summer. It's very hot during this time of the year, especially during, you know, March and June and July. And ये सब time में काफी ज़्यादा गर्मी होता है. But ऐसे winter तो कभी experience नहीं किया है. But अगर आप ऐसे village में जाते हो, like in the North Andaman side, if you go that side, थोड़ा बहुत ठंडा पड़ता है during December. रात के time पे you need shawls and all that. But heavy winter नहीं होता है. And major part is summer and monsoon.
Okay, so guys, you can plan accordingly. Which season you like the most? If you like the monsoon, you can, you know, make plans.
Go during October to February is good if you like monsoon. And if you like summer, then it's like March, April, May till June.
Okay, that's amazing. And talking about the fooding thing, so non-veg and veg, so are these both these things are famous over there, or people prefer more non-veg comparing to the veg thing?
I cannot say about people, but I prefer more of non-veg on like compared to veg.
So availability of restaurant can be a valid answer for this. So
you'll get veg and non-veg both, and you have dedicated restaurants for vegetarians, and you have both mixture of both veg and non-veg as well. So if you're a complete vegetarian and if you do not want the food touch of non-veg, then you can go to vegetarian restaurants also. They are available.
That's interesting. So we actually covered each and everything about the life on an island, and Tanya shared in a very detailed manner. Now it would be interesting to understand your journey as a digital content creator, because you are traveling, you are a wellness coach, I can say, and you also focus on the lifestyle thing. So in these three things, which is the best thing you like, and we would like to know about, like, know more about it?
See, I like all of these things. That's why I am serving my community with it. But if I have to say one thing, I would say travel, because I get to meet a lot of different people. I get to know about their life journey. It makes me curious to know ki yahan ka life kaisa hota hai and how did they grow up in this village or in this city, what was their experience. But as much I say ki I love traveling, also monetary thing, which is very much important. So what I do is when I earn through my whatever I earn, I save and then I travel. So it's not very frequent now, and I hope ki future mein ye zyada frequent ho and I can travel every month. So now I am concentrating more on beauty and wellness and mental health, and I think ki mera jo platform hai, Instagram and YouTube, I make sure ki I use it to spread positivity and to spread smile on people's face, and that is the major thing I focus on currently. And I would love ki jab mera jab bhi mujhe time and jab bhi mujhe aisa koi opportunity mile, I would love to explore the village area more, because I'm a country girl living in Andaman. I have always loved nature, then a city. So I think I would love to explore more village of India, more villages in India, and that's the thing I'm waiting for. But currently I'm serving my community with a lifestyle which includes beauty and wellness and fitness. And lockdown mein maine aise ek series kiya tha. लॉकडाउन में मैंने ऐसा एक सीरीज किया था विच हैड यू नो फिटनेस जर्नी फॉर वन मंथ एंड आई सर्व्ड विद दैट एंड आई थिंक माय कम्युनिटी रिस्पोंडेड रियली गुड विद दैट.
That's so amazing. And you also like rightly said about the traveling part, because it makes you more open-minded and creative at the same time. So it's ultimately helping you in the other two professions also. So yes, these were the things which we wanted to ask you. And lastly, it would be great if you can, you know, share one tip of advice for all those who are in their 20s and struggling in the life, because you have tried, explored, and you have a lot of experience in terms of, you know, understanding different professions. And you also traveled in many of the cities in and lived in many different cultures. So it would be great if you can, you know, give one tip of advice for all those people who are struggling and very confused and stuck in their life.
See, I have still more to go. So I don't think I'm the right person to say that. But from my experience, if you ask me, I would say ki, I won't say ki aapka jo dil chahe, you do that. It is not possible in this world ki aapka jo man chahe aap wo karo and you will get there, because you also need financial support. That is the reality of this world, what I felt when I started with content creation. So I would say ki aap college se hi aapko, you know, you should know ki what you want. If you are interested in something which has the financial support in the primary region, so agar aap paisa kuch niche choose karte ho, then it is well and good, kyunki aapka passion bhi usme ho jayega, plus aapko financial support bhi milega. Lekin agar aap kuch aisa choose kar rahe ho, like dancing and singing and content creation, traveling, ye sab choose karte ho, to aapko side mein kuch ek rakhna hi padega if you don't want to take money from your parents. So it's not always smooth. You learn every day and you grow every day. So aisa koi smooth journey nahi hoga, kyunki mera bhi nahi tha. Mera bhi abhi tak bhi nahi hai itna smooth journey as it looks. I struggle every day. So I just want to advise you ki aapko hope nahi chhodna hai. You'll have to struggle aur ek na ek din you'll get the fruit of your hard work. That is the only thing I would say ki aap himmat mat haro and do your part every day. You will see the result.
So true, and thank you so much for that wonderful advice, and it is going to help a lot of, you know, students and listeners. Well, thank you so much, Tania. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing each and every aspect of Island Journey and also about your journey as a struggler, as a hustler, and also as a creative person. It was amazing talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, that's all from today's episode. I hope you liked it. In case if you have any suggestion or feedback, you can reach out to me at various social media handles. I'm adding the link in the description. Until next time, stay safe and stay tuned.